Abbott's John Frels, Vice President for Diagnostics Research and Development, discusses how the company's innovations are changing health technology around the world.
We close holes in people's hearts. We eliminate finger sticks for people with diabetes. We identify viruses that could threaten the next pandemic. I've got a front row seat into the innovation that's going on, and it is a very exciting time to be here.
See how Abbott innovations are reimagining what's possible at www.healthtech.abbott.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Tonight's dinner, it's in a cooler-sized robot that knows where you live, just for your information. Companies are testing automated delivery devices, but it appears it's an uphill effort to solve what the journal calls that last 10-yard problem. Although, make no mistake, the robots are still on their way. But when? We'll find out after these tech headlines. Last month, as the Journal reported, Tesla said it would raise prices on a few of its electric vehicles as the company changes some of its plans to close its stores and shift to selling online only. However, the company said Monday it would reopen a few highly visible locations with a smaller number of employees in tow. Shifting its sales online was part of a cost-cutting plan to keep the prices of its much-hyped Model 3 compact car low. The starting price for the Model 3 is $35,000. Lowering the price has been a key goal for Tesla for years, as it aims to make the Model 3 sedan the first mass-market electric car. NVIDIA agreed to buy computer networking supplier Mellanox Technologies in an all-cash deal valued at roughly $7 billion. NVIDIA would pay Mellanox shareholders $125 a share, or a 15% premium to the company's closing price. NVIDIA shares fell 0.1% in pre-market trading. Mellanox's shares climbed 8%. And moving ones and zeros around the internet is getting to be more expensive than keeping the oil flowing. As the most recent round of earnings reports made clear, big tech had a record year of capital spending in 2018. Case in point, Google parent Alphabet alone saw its capital bill surge 91% from the year before to $25.1 billion. We learned that this made the internet giant the largest spender in the S&P 500, even outranking asset-heavy businesses like oil giant ExxonMobil. Coming up, food companies are experimenting with autonomous delivery, what it means for the timeline for your door-to-door robot service. After this.
Abbott's Corliss Murray, the company's top engineer, discusses how the company's culture leads to innovations that change health technology around the world.
The products that we make are life-changing. We continue to focus on driving and doing what is good for the patients and customers that we serve. If you desire to explore, to help make a difference, you can do that at this company.
See how Abbott innovations are reimagining what's possible at www.healthtech.abbott.
So as you may have heard, fast food chains and grocery stores are teaming up with big car companies and tiny startups as well to test the idea of self-driving shuttling food to customers. An exciting prospect for sure. Broad deployment, however, is many years away. Joining us now from Detroit with more is The Wall Street Journal's Mike Colias. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Mike, I was looking at some of the pictures that you have. It reminded me of what's going on out there. You don't see too much of it in New York, but it's an exciting prospect, the idea of these contraptions, these robots delivering stuff autonomously to us. But your piece gets into the fact that even though we've made such progress in autonomous cars in general, this robotic delivery has a lot more headway to make here. And you actually refer to it specifically as the last 10-yard problem. What's at play here? Why are things becoming more complicated for this particular cool robot concept that we all want?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's two applications that we really took a look at. One is self-driving cars, and you know, I think those have been out there for longer. People are aware that car companies are testing robot cars for all kinds of things, probably most notably robot taxis, but they're also looking at delivery too. And so that's why you've got players like Ford teaming up with Domino's to deliver pizza. I mean, they're basically in experimentation mode, right? They're trying to figure out how the customer is going to respond to this. If an autonomous car comes to their curb, and you know, it's an interesting concept. I mean, the customer comes out and there's an automated voice that tells them, kind of gives them the instructions and tells them where to get the pizza. But again, you know, most people were excited, intrigued by it. This is just a pilot that's been done. And so most people signed up to do it. But there was also people who said, hey, you know, I like getting my pizza at the door. So, you know, that that part of it alone, I think, is going to take some figuring out. And then these sidewalk robots, you know, it's a startup. There's a few startups that are actually doing this on corporate campuses and college campuses, where it looks like a cooler on wheels that'll essentially deliver a burrito right to your door. And it's people who've tested it love it, but there's all kinds of reasons why I think it's going to be several years before this becomes sort of a widespread phenomenon.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, just what the public thinks about it, the people that have been able to experience this. Do you get a sense that we're ready for such a huge undertaking, or is there a sense of are we concerned as the public that we might not be ready for this just yet? Are we ready to just have all of these mechanical things rolling around? I mean, there certainly have been questions regarding safety, regarding the work that has to be done to infrastructure. As exciting as this all is, do you get a sense that the public is truly ready for this?
Yeah, so it's interesting. The autonomous car piece, I mean, you know, the developers have really kind of scaled back their ambitions over the past year. You know, we had a pretty high-profile death with an Uber driverless car about a year ago, and they've hit some technical challenges. But, you know, that's really, you know, a lot of times those cars are on the street. So someone on the sidewalk may not even know that that's a driverless car. When you start to see the robot, you know, making its way down the sidewalk, I think it opens up sort of a societal question about whether or not people are ready to have, share walkways with machines, essentially. The regulators also are obviously going to be a big part of this, too. I mean, San Francisco passed a law that more or less prohibits these things. I mean, there's a very low number that they would allow on the sidewalks. Washington State is looking at a law that would require humans to sort of oversee these things, which would kind of defeat the purpose because you'd still have high labor costs in that model. So I think it's an open question. You know, the companies that are developing these things know that that's what they're up against. And so they've really gone out of their way to make the robots look non-threatening. You know, one of them will actually wink at you as you walk by. they're aware that this could be a sort of backlash, and so they're trying to make them as sort of benign as possible for pedestrians.
Yeah, you mentioned the pizza delivery that's in play right now, and these winking robots delivering food to us. It's basically just the start, though, to what's down the road. And again, this will take a number of years, but what should we look out for? What is at play right now? What companies are inching to get ahead in this robotic field? It's a long road, but what might we see at the end of it?
Yeah, I think that the food delivery companies have, it's a good problem to have. It's good and bad. I mean, they've got a big surge in demand of people wanting to order, have their food delivered to their homes because of things like Uber Eats and Instacart. And so the downside to that is that's a really costly way to get food to people. It's expensive. There's a lot of labor costs involved. There's fuel costs. And so you're going to see, I mean, all of the food companies are thinking about this, have paired up with either, you know, auto companies or tech companies that are working on driverless technology. A lot of the robots have come out of the startup world, FedEx, Amazon, Walmart. I mean, the biggest companies in the world are trying to figure out if this is a viable solution. So I think if it can be done, they'll figure out a way to do it. But there are, like we talked about, a lot of regulatory and societal hurdles that they're going to have to go through. And the experts we talked to see this as sort of a decade-long slog before, you know, if and when they get to some sort of broad-scale rollout of these things.
It's a really interesting, cool look at the future by way of Mike Colias' latest, so you can check out more at WSJ.com. Mike, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.